Radio News.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Now, welcome back to the program. It is time to get started with more of the best in money information. It's the Brain Trust here with me. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum on the Bucket Strategy Investing Program. Professor Plum, certified financial planner, joining me here at the studio desk from Lucia Capital Group. And we're going to be talking first up this hour about how you might be able to determine how much money you'll need in retirement, right? How do you plan for how much income to take? Maybe you're in your early 40s and you don't know yet. You've seen those commercials. They ask you. They say, what's your retirement number, right? Well, maybe you have a number. I don't know. Maybe you don't. But in either case, you want to you at least need to have something to go on. You need to know what you're going to be living on once you hang it all up. So we're going to talk about this with Professor Plum, how an advisor might actually go about, a competent advisor might go about determining what you should be shooting for, how much you need to be saving. That's coming up on the program along with a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, our number here in studio, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. You can also email us, wealthed.com. That's at the Find Your Answer link on the upper part of the page. We'll read and answer your email questions live here on the program. Now, Professor Rick Plum here, once again, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. I want to remind you there are many components to putting together a successful retirement plan, but a big part of it is having a workable strategy, one that's tailored to meet your individual goals. And by the way, finding the right type of retirement strategy for you is as easy as giving the Brain Trust advisors a call. You can reach them at this off-air phone number, 800-644-1150. Again, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group if you want to speak with the Brain Trust right away. There's another way to do that. You call us here in the studio, 877-PLANNER, Brain Trust here in the form of Professor Rick Plum. I'm Johnny Dean once again, of course. Now, determining how much you need in retirement. I've heard this ever since I was, I remember in college, and I was told about the importance of saving. You know, you need to have enough. You got to have enough money to retire on.
And savings is the key.
Yeah, it is. And so I remember thinking in my 20s, and you know, how much money was I making? Very little. And I remember thinking, well, you know what? If there's a way to generate safely, let's say, you know, 30 grand a year. I said 30 grand a year.
Yeah, but that was back in 1980.
It was, but you know, here's the thing.
30 grand a year was a pretty good income. 30,000
a year. And I said, okay, yeah, 30 grand. So really, I mean, you know, you get about 10% a year safely. Yeah. Which you could back in 1982.
Well, it wasn't safely, but you could get it.
You could get 10% out of a treasury back then.
Yeah, but...
But anyway, so at the time, I thought, okay, I need $300,000. How's that? See, this was my way of thinking when I was like 20, 21 years old.
And fine, at 20, 21 years old, if your goal is to build up a $300,000 as quickly as possible, then go for it and do it. And this is... I saw this in Money Magazine just recently. People focus on the wrong things. We'll get back to the how much do you need at retirement in a minute, but they focus on that rate of return. They focus on what is, you know, my performance and performance. In fact, they believe that they can make up for less savings by better performance. And while at times that does work, at times it doesn't. In many cases, there's no substitute for actual savings. Whether you're saving 4, 6, 8, 10% of your income or more, hopefully more, especially if you're older. You know, just increasing the volatility of the portfolio, sometimes that helps, sometimes it doesn't. It actually hurts. And a more moderate portfolio with a higher savings rate will get you further along towards your goals in a more maybe efficient manner than a lower savings rate pushing the volatility meter up a little bit. And so savings, whether you're 20, 25, 30, 50, it's all about the savings. Because if you have not, we've talked about the distribution phase a lot. Buckets, you know, strategy investing is about distributing assets. That's the second phase of your life. But you have no chance to distribute much if you didn't do very well with the first phase of your life, which is the accumulation phase. And it all starts with savings. And unfortunately, it starts with a discipline.
Ooh, we hate that word.
Well, you mean you actually have to go in, you have to be disciplined
and save, and not spend more than you make. And in fact, not spend even all of what you make. That's hard to get across to some people. That's why 401ks, we've mentioned it many, many times, work. Because if you do use them, you're saving without noticing it in many cases. My daughter has been at her, you know, she got out of college a year ago. She's been at her real job now for about 8 or 9 months. And she opened her statement for her, or went online and looked at her 401k. And she's like, wow, look what I've given. I go, did you even notice it coming out of your check? And she's like, no, not really.
No.
And she's actually doing a pretty good job.
Well, of course. Well, I mean, she's not doing anything. That's the thing.
She doesn't see it coming out of her check.
No, you don't. And it tends to build up over time, which is a nice thing.
And with the volatility and all works. But you have to be able to save. Now, when you're 20, 25, 30, you were talking about when you were 20 years old thinking you might need $300,000. The key there wasn't the $300,000. The key was the idea that you had to start saving to be able to get to some number. The number seemed huge to you at that time.
Well, 300 is, you know, yeah, it still is.
But it seemed larger back then.
Oh, of course, yes, yes.
And so that focuses you on saving and trying to get, you know, saving and investing and trying to get to that number. Now, that number is going to turn out to probably be inadequate for your future retirement needs.
Yeah, and so that's where I was going. How do you determine what is accurate? By the way, 877-PLANNER, get on board if you have any money questions. We've got the phone lines open right now, so please, if you have questions about anything, 877-752-6637, comments, whatever it is, we're happy to talk to you about them.
It depends. I mean, there's a couple ways to look at it, and there's the broker side of it that says, okay, you've saved up some money now, you're on track, let's put it all into an annuity, you'll be fine. They don't actually look into what's happening. The other side of it is we can find an actual number based on certain assumptions. And that number is going to change dramatically the longer the time horizon between now and when your retirement is. We can take a look at how much you need to save to get to a specific area. But before we get to that number, you have to do some evaluation of what does your other income look like? Will you have a pension? What might your Social Security look like? And that is a huge guess, because even though we can project it out, we can look online and say this is what it's projected to be, that doesn't assume any cost of living allowances. It doesn't assume any. There's a lot of things that go into it. So hopefully the Social Security benefit that's being projected on your Social Security statement, if you continue at the same income that you're earning right now and you've got 20 or 30 years left, that number should be higher by the time you actually get out to that full retirement age. So we're making guesses. And so from when we're talking about somebody who's in their 20s or 30s, we're basically, you know, trying to steer this huge ship, which it's just got to get kind of going in the right direction. It's not until we get within 5, 10, 15 years that we really need to start fine-tuning it. Primarily because if you're 30 years old, and maybe you're just starting off with kids, maybe your kid's a little bit older, you have no idea what retirement's going to look like. Even if you're 50 years old, it's hard in many cases to envision what retirement may look like. But now you have a choice. Do you want to take whatever your portfolio will give you for retirement, which means I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing, whether it's enough or too much, I don't know. But when I get to retirement, I'll deal with whatever the income is at that time. Or do you want to take control and say, I want to have a certain level of income, and let's make at least some educated guesses on inflation potential, rates of return, and distributions when we get there, and start trying to fine-tune what we're actually going to need in retirement. There's a school that says you should save a certain percentage. You should save whatever you can afford to save. Usually when you're 20 and 25, it's not enough. And then when you get to 50, 55, you're playing catch-up. But if you start with at least some, you don't have to catch up as much. So we have to go through and figure it out. If you're 30, 35 years old, don't worry about your number. Worry about savings as much as you can without completely decimating your lifestyle for the day. When you're 50, 55, now you're really going to start pushing it. That's when hopefully you have the highest discretionary cash, the highest ability to pay either down the mortgage or pay into the investments,
right,
and work it out. And you're going to have a much better idea of what you might need. Now we can actually do some projections.
It does. It becomes easier once you hit, say, your 50s, right? I mean, it seems obvious.
I think so.
I would think.
I still don't know what I'm going to need in retirement.
Well, and that's really one of the reasons why, because I don't really either. And it's one of the reasons why, you know, when I see those commercials again, what's your retirement number? And you see these people coming up and they're giving them a specific number, like they knew exactly what it was.
Well, that's assuming, you know, that the assumptions come true. And I would say if they say your retirement number is X, you should be doing higher than X because there's unknowns. There's inflation, which we haven't had lately, but maybe it comes back. There's rates of return that are assumed but may or may not hit what you thought. Maybe they'll be better. But do you want to plan on maybe it'll be better? No, I always like to plan on maybe it'll be worse, because then if I'm planning on a lesser case scenario, most of the time I'm going to be pleasantly surprised rather than disappointed.
Because now all of a sudden didn't thought you would have,
if you do your planning on, you know, 5% growth in that dollar cost averaging 401k, you know, savings account, whatever the case may be, and you end up with 7, 8, 9, 10 or whatever the number is, you'll be pleasantly surprised. If you plan on 8, 9, 10 and you only get 6, you're going to be disappointed.
Maybe you're wondering how much you need for retirement. If so, you give us a call, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Tell us what your situation is. Say, can I get there from here? And we can do the math for you. 877-PLANNER spells out planner. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're here taking your calls when we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Del Wamsley here. When I need a mortgage for my income properties, I call the experts at Texas Lone Star. Whether you're buying your first rent house or a 100-unit apartment complex, Texas Lone Star can help. They've been helping our members for years, and they can help you too. So contact Texas Lone Star today at 713-802-0606. That's 713-802-0606.
NMLS 2930338, 1533 Heights Boulevard, Houston, Texas 77008.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the
the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
All right, guys. We're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Get in touch with the Brain Trust, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. That's what we talk about on this program is planning. We're planners, and we answer your questions and talk to you about whatever's on your mind. 877-752-6637. Going to talk more about retirement income coming up. We've also got some more of your emails to get to, but I do want to get to, as I said, take some phone calls right now. Got a couple of lines open. If you want to light them up, I would suggest you do so right now. 877-PLANNER. Peter, up next in Olympia, Washington. Hello, Peter.
Hello.
What's up?
I got a question for you. I'm 63. And I have a handful of rentals, and one of which I decided to just, I'm done with this, so I'm going to sell it. So I've owned it, or rented it, owned it for 20 years. So when I sell it, I'm going to take, maybe let's just say $25,000 tax hit when I sell it.
Okay.
I also am considering selling a vacation home, and when I calculate the cost basis on the vacation home that I've had for 10 years, it is more than what the sale price, the potential sale price, is going to be. So if I have a $25,000 loss, just to round it off, on the vacation home sale, based on my cost basis, will that eliminate the tax hit on the rental?
Well, not if the tax hits $25,000 in taxes. That means you've got $100,000+ of gain on the other side. And if it had been an investment property, you could use the loss to wash out some of the gain. But unfortunately, this was a personal property. This was a vacation home. It's never shown up as a rental. It's never shown up anywhere. You used it for you and your family's enjoyment. So they classify that as a personal property. And technically, you're not allowed to take a loss on a personal property. Now, I'm sure that there are accountants out there and other people out there that, especially people that do a lot of real estate, where they'll just take the loss because, hey, who's going to know, right? But technically, no, you're not allowed to take the loss on a personal property. If I sell my house, the house I live in, a personal property, at a loss, that doesn't give me any type of tax benefit. We saw that a lot in the last decade or so, you know, especially about 7-8 years ago, where people were walking away from properties at a significant loss from what they paid for it in 2005, 2006, and 2007. So no, you're not supposed to.
Okay, one other question. Let's say if I sell the vacation home, and let's say forget about calling it a loss, and with the monies that are received from selling it, mm-hmm, and selling the rental at the same year, 2016, could that potentially rate put me into a different tax bracket, higher tax bracket?
Well, selling the vacation house is a non-tax issue because it doesn't create a gain. Since there's no gain, it doesn't show up. It's not supposed to show up, although I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure people do it. So the only thing we're looking at is the selling of the rental property, the investment property. And will that put you in a higher tax bracket? Let's talk about your income. Are you married or single?
Married.
And ignoring this gain, what does your taxable income look like on a year-to-year basis?
Oh, right around 100.
Okay, at 100,000 of taxable income, you're in the 25% income tax bracket. So any depreciation that you recapture on the sale of this rental property will be taxed at 25%, and that's as high as it will go. So that by itself is not going to throw you into another tax bracket. And then any gain over and above your original basis, what your cost basis on the property, would be in the 15% bracket, as long as you don't have too much gain. So if you're at 100, as long as you don't have, you know, $300,000 worth of gain, you should stay in the 15% long-term capital gain bracket. Now, do you have $150,000 worth of gain or $100,000 of gain?
No.
Okay, because if your adjusted gross income, that's before deductions, goes over $200,000, including this gain, then the amount of income over, of adjusted gross income over $250,000 would be subject to an additional 3.8%, what they call net investment income tax. It's a Medicare tax. Mm-hmm. So you've pretty much got a 25% tax on the recapture of the depreciation that you've taken over the 20 years, and you've got a 15% gain on the true, or 15% tax on the true gain within the property. And if the combination of everything that you've got going on in your tax return pushes your adjusted gross income, again, before deductions, over the $250,000 mark, you pick up an extra 3.8 on that amount of money over the 250. So you're looking at somewhere between 15 and 25%. So it's not really pushing you into another tax bracket. It's just continuing on the current bracket.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, this has always been a dilemma. It's like you get these rentals for a long time, and it's like, how do you get out of them?
Right. And like, well, a lot of people also refinance them and take money out of them over time. And so they may have paid $100,000 for it originally, and now it's worth $500,000-$600,000. They've had some depreciation over the years, and they've got this nice big gain. But they've been taking money out of it and buying other properties, taking money out of it and doing other. They owe $400,000-$500,000 on a $450,000 on a $500,000 property, and they're going to owe more in taxes than the equity in the property because the loan has nothing to do with the gain. Besides, you've already taken the gain out of it.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I haven't done that.
Thankfully.
Okay. All right. Well, that's. I appreciate the help there.
Okay, Peter. Thanks. If you have some more questions, hold on. Maybe we can help you out. Now, he's got this It's an investment. I guess it's a rental property.
He has one He has lots of investment properties.
Yeah, but this one,
rental properties, and one of them, which he says he's just done with.
Well, now
he's tired of it. He's getting rid of it.
Yeah. Well, I would be too, based on what he was saying with that. I think we need to clarify for folks, because we've had this question before from Peter. When you have a loss on one of these properties, you know, what do you do?
Well, he doesn't have the loss on the rental property. He has a loss on a vacation house. He bought a vacation property about 10 years ago, towards the top of the market. And at this point, he's looking to sell it. I guess the family's not using it as much anymore. And so now it's just a matter of an expense more than anything else. And so he wants to sell it. But what he expects to be able to sell it for is less than what he paid for it, plus improvements,
which is
the years.
Which is different from let's say you had a loss, though, on an investment property.
A loss on an investment property is a tax loss.
Right. And in this case, though, in his particular case, it's just...
It's a personal property. It's part of the reason why we can't take losses on vehicles. They're personal property. We buy a car, you know, for $40,000. We sell it trade it in a couple years later for $20,000. It's a personal property. There's no loss in that. It's because we were able to use it, and we got our use out of it on a non-taxable event issue. So they're not going to let us take a loss on those issues. Same thing with a personal property. You're not allowed or not supposed to take a loss on a personal asset. A vacation house is a personal asset. You are using it for your family's enjoyment. You didn't buy it with the intent of making money, although that may have been in the back of your mind. You bought it with the intent of providing fun and a place for your family to enjoy, not as an investment. Although most people I know that buy vacation houses do look at them as investments, but there is a clear classification difference.
Yes.
It's a personal property. You bought it for personal reasons, not investment reasons.
Right, and that's why I thought we need to clarify that, because you have rental properties with loss, and you can take those as a tax loss. Vacation personal properties doesn't work that way. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number. We got lines open. Give us a call. More coming up. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum on Bucket Strategy Investing.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Planner, Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Lines open right now. We've been helping people out all day. We're going to continue to do so through the rest of this hour and another hour in many cities across the country. We'd love to have you take part. Give us a call. You should check us out on Facebook, too, by the way. You can find us there if you search Wealth Ed. That's it. I was going to say .com. No, Wealth Ed. You'll find us there. What you do is you can like all of our content and talk to us on the air and send us your emails. I mean, we're all one big happy community, and we'd love to have you all be a part of it. So give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Okay, now, before the call, we were talking about income. How do you determine how much you need in retirement? Here's one I've heard. We don't like rules of thumb. I'm going to see what your thought is on this. A common rule of thumb is that you need, in general, 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income. Have you heard that before, Professor Plum?
Oh, I've heard it quite a bit. And, you know, for lack of any other thought process, it's not a bad way to look at it. Presumably, you're saving something while you're working. Presumably, you're saving 10% or more of your income into your 401k or other areas on an ongoing basis. So do you need 100% of what you're earning right now at retirement? Not if I'm saving 10, and once I get to retirement, I don't need it. So that means I only need 90% of what I'm making right now to have the same basic income that I have now. But it's not just the 10% that you're saving. Remember, you're also, for most people, saving 7.65% of your paycheck. So if you make $100,000 or $50,000, pick whatever number you're getting paid, the first 7.65% of it is going towards FICA.
You've never even seen it.
No, it's one of those withholdings down at the bottom of your check that says you started here and you ended here and you get to spend what's here.
But it's not one of those withholdings that if you do too much, you're going to get some of it back. That doesn't come back.
Actually, it does. I mean, if you have multiple jobs and you go over the wage base.
Well, all right, come up with a scenario. But let's stick with one job, okay?
One job.
One job.
If you're making less than, call it $120,000. Your 7.65 is coming off the top.
Right.
If you're saving 10% into your 401k, another 10% is coming off the top. So there's like 17%. So now you're at 83% of what you thought your wage was to begin with. Now, what gets tricky is you're also probably paying health insurance out of that and some other fringe benefits, disability insurance, life insurance, things like that. Those come out of your check too. So you won't necessarily have those same expenses, but you will have some expense for either at least a burial policy, I hope. You won't need disability insurance anymore if you're retired, but you're still going to need health insurance. And whether you're getting it from an exchange, whether you're getting it from a private carrier, or you're old enough and you're getting it from Medicare, it still has a cost. And so you have to build that, either you have to kind of net those two numbers out. What are you paying now versus what are you going to paying when you're retired? But so you're starting off at, call it 83% if you're saving 10% of your salary into the 401k. That's where they come up with this whole idea that 80%, 83%. And then they say, well, then you won't be driving. Bull, I'll be driving more.
You will, but some people won't.
You won't need to spend as much on clothing because, when you go to work, you have to have a certain.
You couldn't spend less on clothing, so that's not a problem.
I could have your budget, which is less.
Okay, we will concede that point. Go right ahead.
There was the pot calling the kettle black all the way there. Come on.
You've seen me outside the show. You know what I wear. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so yes, clothing, wow. Clothing in some instances.
So, in a lot of times, so there are some expenses. But there's other expenses to pick up.
For some people, you know, it's not everybody, not so much anymore, but their mortgage used to be, you know, almost gone.
Right, and so we have to figure those kinds of things into the equation. Now, will you be carrying a mortgage into retirement or not? And so that's another issue of that's something that we're fine-tuning. But where they come up with that 70 or 80% were the factors I just talked about. You're saving, you're paying for Social Security taxes, and you're paying for work-related expenses that won't continue after you retire. Now, you take that, and then you add back into it the expenses that are going to start happening once I do retire. The additional golf, the additional travel, the additional, you know, you name it, whatever it is, your hobbies that you're now going to be doing more. So you've got to redo the shop. You've got to, you know, there's expenses that happen because you're retired. So you have to kind of just take a look at it. 80%, you know, that's, you know, it's a starting point until you've done a more closely related budget to what you're expecting to have done. And usually if you're in your 30s, 40s, even young 50s, you really don't have an idea what retirement looks like. So shooting for 80, 90, 100% of your pre-retirement income, it's a great way to go. Because if you can get it, then you have some options. Shooting for too low of a number means that you could find out that you don't have enough for retirement. So yeah. If anything, you want to pad the overall expectation of need so that you can have some wiggle room and have some ability. I was speaking with somebody last night who wanted to have $6,000 a month in retirement. And then when I was talking to him, they said, well, reality is, even I asked him if there was any padding going on, were we really tight on the budget, or was it kind of a loose budget on that $6,000 a month? They said it's pretty loose because we added $1,000 a month. We don't even know where it's going to go because we just figured there's going to be things, whether it's a car in the future, whether it's, you know, this breaks down, that breaks down. They already had an emergency fund, but they wanted the ability to replenish the emergency fund. So they built whatever their budget was that they knew they wanted to spend, added a little bit to it for vacations and things like that, or travel now, not vacations, and then added a $1,000 arbitrary number. So they were padding it quite a bit. So they were giving themselves the ability to say, if I can have that six, I'm going to be fine because it's already higher than what we expected to ever be able to spend or want to spend in our retirement anyway. That's a much better way to do your planning than to say, you know, I can probably get by. If I really am good on my budget, I can probably get by with $5,000 a month. And if you're scraping to get that five, you're probably going to find you're in a little bit of trouble, especially if you have any amount of longevity on your life.
Yeah.
So we have to look at those issues. But, you know, try to take a look. And I have told this before. Envision yourself as you get closer into that five.
See yourself in retirement.
Envision yourself in retirement. What does retirement mean to you? It means more than not going to work. You can't just sit there and say, I don't care what retirement is, as long as I don't have to go to X, the office, the shop, the yard, the whatever the case may be. As long as I don't have to go there, I don't care about retirement. You will. Because when you wake up in the morning, and you're saying, okay, now what do I want to do? I don't have to go to the office anymore or wherever the workplace is. Well, what do? Do I just sit in bed all day? That may sound good at the beginning of retirement, but you're not going to make a long-term, you know, goal out of that. So figure it out. Envision what is it that would make you happy in retirement. Now, obviously, you know, if you're like most of us, having a 150-foot yacht and a private jet is not realistic. Sure, that would be nice, but come on, let's be somewhat realistic about envisioning ourselves in retirement. There's a difference between envisioning yourself in retirement and just flat-out daydreaming, because we do enough of that.
Daydreaming is a lot of fun, though.
Well, it is.
Have you thought about that? I mean, really, have you given it some thought?
I definitely.
You know, out there with the rod and the reel or something. You know,
or the 150-foot yacht and the private jet. That sounds good, too.
Well, either one. It's just the thought of doing that.
Taking the private jet to a place where I can throw the rod and reel into a little stream out in the, you know.
Okay, now you're talking. And believe me, that is daydreaming. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Really, this whole thing comes down to this, you know, there is an amount that I am going to need every single year in retirement.
And then you need to monetize it.
Yeah, so how does that happen?
It. Well, once you've come down with I need X amount of dollars per year, per month, however you want to gauge yourself, and you're going to be receiving an expectation of a pension, Social Security, and other things, there's a bogey. There's a difference between those two, usually. So now let's take a look at what is it going to take to fill the gap. And this is where, especially when you're quite a ways away from retirement, the 4% rule does come into play. We have to take and we have to adjust it for inflation. We have to say, well, if the difference between my Social Security and my goal is $4,000 a month, $48,000 a year, let's just call it 50, I can't say, well, I'm 40 years old now. I need a portfolio that will provide $50,000 a year 25 years from now. We have to have some kind of inflation factor. So we have to then look at it and say, well, we expect inflation to be X. And using a nice little financial calculator, we can then say, okay, that $50,000 really needs to be $75,000 a year. Okay, and then from that point, once we've identified what we're going to need to spend, what we're going to need to, I should say, distribute from our portfolio, we can back into how big the portfolio needs to be. And this is where actually a 4% distribution rule makes a good barometer for what we need. If I need $75,000 and I can, and I'm working on the, that isn't right.
That is absolutely wrong.
That's better.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's not better because it's a big number.
It's
if
a
I
large,
need $75,000 a year, that means I need to have a portfolio of about $1.8 million.
That's a lot of money.
$1.75 million by the time I get to my retirement. And so that's where, you know, so maybe you want to say, well, I'll be a little more aggressive or I don't have significant longevity. But even at a 5% distribution, that's what, $150,000 a year? So that's, or no, you know, $1.5 million of portfolio. These numbers do get scary. But as long as you have a long enough time horizon, it's not as scary as you think.
Now, here's the thing, too. We should remind, if you think that you need, you say, I need 75 or 50,000, whatever it is, and I got to get 1.5 million or 1.2 million or whatever it is, whatever that number is, doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have all that saved up in the bank and you start taking money out. There are other ways to do it. We're going to talk about some of those. 877-PLANNER, you give us a call. Can you get there from here? We'll tell you. 877-PLANNER. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, there's another hour of this coming up, and what is this? This is the best in money information. All the leaves are brown. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Yeah, we got a whole lot more to talk about, not just about income, but designing a plan, a portfolio. And what do you do? I was just having this question, this discussion with Professor Plum off the air here, and we're going to bring this on the air next hour, which has to do with, you know, you need what? 1.5 million, 1.8 million?
1.875.
That's for what? $75,000 a year of income?
Yes. So that's on a very loose 4% rule.
Sure, of course. But
4% guideline.
Okay. So, but, you know, most people, they say, well, I'm nowhere near that. You know, I have a few hundred thousand, maybe, saved up. So we're going to talk more about that. What do you do? What do you do? All right, 877-PLANNER. Let's get back to the phones. We just lost a couple of folks, so give us a call back. Keith, though, is up next then in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Keith.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
See, I have a business that I own, and this company I own owns two restaurants. My son owns a different company, owns a couple of restaurants. I want to sell him my restaurants.
Okay.
And my understanding is if I do that, because I'm selling it to a relative, I have to pay ordinary income tax on that, and I don't get the benefit of the capital gains. Is that accurate?
Well, it depends on how you go about selling it. No, that's not necessarily true. You're going to be selling it. You're not selling the stock. You're selling the assets of the company. Realistically, if I'm buying your business, I don't want your stock if you have an S-Corp. Because I don't want your business to continue with all the past sins of your business that you may or may not even know about coming over to me. If I buy your stock, I own everything that you did up to that point, whether it was good or bad. So I want to start fresh. I can buy the name, I can buy the goodwill, I can buy the assets and all of that, but I'll put it into my own corporate function so that only things that happen while I'm in the ownership role will affect me from a liability standpoint. And as long as we're selling it for fair market value, then it's going to be the same tax treatment regardless whether you sell it to your son or to me or to John or to anybody else. And if you were to sell it for less than it, then it would be a gift. So that's not necessarily just going to automatically change everything to capital gain. But it does depend on what you're selling and the creation of what's happening. Now, the problem with the sale of the business between you and a family member is we want to be beneficial to both people. We don't want to create a problem for either side. Whereas if I'm selling it to an unknown party, all I want is the most money I can possibly get. On the other side, we want to make it as efficient as possible as we can. But the more efficient from a tax situation that it is for you, the less efficient it is for him. The better it is for him, the less efficient it is for you. So we've got to look at how we want to go about doing this and what is it that you really need to get out of this business as far as either from a financial standpoint or from an emotional standpoint. I just won't sell it if I can't get X amount of dollars. But the idea would be to create something, because if he just buys out your stock, forget the legal, liability impact of it, he's got to come up with, let's say, how much would you sell it to him for, one of the restaurants?
About $1.7 million total.
So if he's going to buy it for $1.7 million and you sell him the stock, he's got to come up with $1.7 million in after-tax cash to buy it. Where, and then you get to pay some tax on the gains, whether it's capital gain or ordinary income, depending upon the asset that you're selling. Or if you're selling the stock, then it's just capital gain there. But on the other side, that's a lot of money, of after-tax money to come up with. So a lot of times, especially if we're selling to a child, we want to be able to get them involved with maybe some way to buy it on a tax-deductible basis so that I get the $1.7 million either way, but at least it's deductible to them when they're buying it. And so there may be ways to structure. So maybe you lower the sales price and put a consulting agreement in so that it becomes a deductible expense to him to pay you a consulting agreement, but you're going to pay a little more tax in doing it that way. But it's all a matter of give and take and how you go about doing it. But it makes it more affordable to your son because he can buy it on a tax deductible basis, at least portions of it, rather than buying an asset that it has to be done with after tax money.
So the fact that we're relatives has no impact on the actual taxation of it. I don't want to sell him the stock. You know, I want to just get rid of the business.
Right, you're going to sell the business.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a corporation, right?
S-Corp, yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to sell, the S-Corp is going to sell the assets of the business to him, and he'll have his own S-Corp or whatever buy the assets, and he'll create his own business from there forward. And so it's all about what you're selling. There's going to be basis in the equipment that you're selling him. So you're going to need to talk with an accountant. But I've never heard that the fact that you're selling it to a relative, especially if you're selling it at arm's length, you know, fair market value price, that it automatically turns everything under the sun into a capital gain.
That's what my accountants tell me, and I've never heard that either, and I haven't planned for that, you know.
No.
Like, what? I've never heard of such a thing.
Now, some of the things are ordinary income, I mean, but some of the things are going to be capital assets.
Yep.
And some things, business assets are one thing. There's all kind. This is a very complicated area, and I'm going to by no means say that I know everything about it or even very much about it, but I've never heard that selling it to a relative turns everything into ordinary income that wasn't ordinary income before.
Yeah, and considering that it's an S-Corp and he has an S-Corp, I mean, does the individual even get that much involved in that? I mean, it's one company selling to another. I don't know.
Well, and again, if it's fair market valuation, even low fair market valuation, but fair market valuation, why would that matter that you're selling to a son versus selling to, you know, my son?
Right.
You're not trying to get around anything. You're just trying to get away from
something. Get away from the, no kidding.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
Good, I haven't either.
Get a second opinion account from somebody else who deals with the sale of businesses more often.
Yep, will do.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Keith, thank you for the call. Yeah, it is kind of a complicated area there. I mean, you have different types of taxation for different types of assets.
Right. And like I said, he's not just going to sell the shares of his stock, because that is a different issue. If I sell shares, then that does potentially create pure capital gain. But if, like I said, if I'm buying somebody's business, I mean, other than buying, you know, IBM or something, but if I'm buying out a small business, I don't want their corporate structure. I want their assets. I want their client list. I want their goodwill. But I don't want their capital, their corporate structure, because I don't want the past sins of the business, whether they know about them or don't know about them. If it's an ongoing business, they're going to sue that business that was in existence when the issue happened. There is a break in the business, and there's a way to potentially cut ties with that previous liability to some degree by starting a different business with a different owner.
Yeah, which is, I guess, why some people do this, although there are some shady deals that go on, too, I've seen.
There's always shady deals.
Unfortunately. Okay, we're out of time. If you need the Brain Trust, there's another hour coming up, and if you want to talk to the Brain Trust off the air, specifically Professor Plum, anyone from Lucia Capital Group, you can reach them at this number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. More of your phone calls coming up. Another hour of Bucket Strategy Investing is just ahead.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.